Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting third. The left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Leo Posada. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbukett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbukett. And now, play ball. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lump hits a line drive towards short. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Houser hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wertz hits a fly ball into right field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Green. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Posada moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Runnels juggles the ball. That's an error on Runnels. Tuttle moves to third. Carey moves to second. 2 outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Herbert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Carey scores. Sullivan moves to third. Herbert moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Runnels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Hauser applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Throneberry takes first base on ball 4. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 1 in the game. Posada hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Throneberry moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up towards third. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nixon hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Green hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Monbouquet bunts in front of the plate. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Monbouquet moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Monbouquet moves to third. Schilling moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Monbouquet scores. Schilling moves to third. Geiger moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards third. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Runnels moves to second. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbouquet fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Throneberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger who is chasing the ball. Throneberry reaches third base with a triple. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-2 in the game. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schilling bunts towards first. Throneberry fields the ball and throws to Herbert covering. Safe. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger is called out on strikes. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sullivan hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Jensen chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Schilling. Schilling fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Schilling. Carey goes all the way around to score. Sullivan moves all the way to home. It's 4-1, Athletics. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbukett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbukett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Thronberry hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-3 in the game. Posada hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Posada reaches second base with a double. Seaborn moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green has Seaborn trapped. There's the throw to Nixon and over to Runnels, who tags Seaborn for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Posada moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Larson now pitching. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Larson covering, for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy pinch hits for Tracy Stallard. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy takes first base on ball four. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schilling hits a fly ball into right field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Runnels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-4 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. Jensen moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Bud Daly now pitching. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Russ Nixon. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Jensen moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Frank Malzone pinch hits for Mike Forknealy's. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Wills now pitching. Jim Pagliarani now catching. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Thronberry is called out on strikes. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Posada takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wills. Posada goes all the way around to score. Tuttle moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Athletics. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills fields it and has Tuttle trapped. Wills throws to third, and Runnels tags Tuttle for the out. Carey moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schilling hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Posada. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Schilling moves to third. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Daly covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.